It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture. Where America shops for furniture.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
You read labels on your food because what's in it matters. Dirty Labs brings that same thinking to your dishes. In other words, what touches your food matters too. Dirty Labs is proving that cleaning doesn't have to be so dirty. So they created a dishwasher detergent designed to deliver conventional levels of clean without the toxic chemicals or residue. Because the plates and forks your family eats from deserve the same care as the food you put on them. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
So we learned a few things about Kevin Durant this week. He's a tiny bit sensitive, and he appears to be very bad on Twitter. His former teammate, Enes Kanter, joins us now here on Gio and Jones on CBS Sports Radio. Enes, it's Andrew in New York. Thanks again for the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, my man. I appreciate it.
So you responded to KD on Twitter, coming to the defense of your coach, your teammates, your city. Are you angry? Are you disappointed? What emotions do you feel after what KD wrote on Twitter a couple of days ago?
Well, I'm not angry. But it's just really sad that because I remember when he was here, I played with him 1.5 years. And when he was here, this organization and this fans, this whole state, gave him everything he asked for, everything he wanted. It, you know, the oldest, you know, the even like the cooks, the chefs, the, you know, the massage therapist, all this, you know, the coaches, players, everything, you know, just made sure that he is okay. He's getting what he's getting. He's getting what he wanted to get. But I think the coach and everything. What he said about, you know, Billy Donovan, I feel like, you know, I don't know if anyone made the conference finals in his first year in the NBA. So, I mean, with Billy Donovan, of course, he's pretty new in the NBA, but I feel like he's doing an amazing job. There is a coach in the NBA that has not made playoffs yet, and they've been in the league for 10, 15 years, but he made playoffs for his first 2 years, and I think he's doing a good job. But I think what he said, I'm not angry, I'm not mad, or I'm not firing back, I'm not shading or anything, but it's just really sad that makes us sad, not just me, but the whole organization, just because these organizations just give everything to him.
Did the apology yesterday help you at all?
I mean, it always helped, but it's too late. It's too late, you know, because we don't know how he felt about us. So that made us really sad because we were in a war together when he was here. You know, we won together, we lost together, but, you know, we never try to blame each other. And we never try to blame Kevin, or he never tried to blame us when he was here. But after he left, I mean, what these comments are just, before angry or before I'm mad or whatever, it just made us really sad.
So you had no idea he felt this way? I mean, never on a team plane, on a bus, in a hotel room?
No.
He never complained about the coach or the city, nothing? This is all news to you?
Never. I mean, I was with him 1.5 years, I mean, he never complained about, you know, Billy. He never complained about, us. And he never complained about the organization, whatever. But we learned, I mean, that how he felt from on the Twitter. But just, I say it again, just made the whole organization really sad. And I feel like it was, you know, disrespectful.
And is the thing that's maybe most confusing to me as an outsider, as a non-athlete, I assume you can't become you can't become Russell Westbrook, you can't become Kevin Durant without being really, really tough mentally and emotionally. But to do what he's apparently been doing with the second Instagram account, the second Twitter account, and caring about what random people on the internet say about him doesn't sound tough to me. So it's almost surprising that he's been able to become what he's become if he's so sensitive to everybody and what they think of him.
I mean, like, you just won a championship. You were the final MVP. Like, just, I understand, like, interacting with fans and, you know, just always talking and texting them back, but, like, having a fake account and just, like, just answering back and, like, and try to, like, have a conversation with him and stuff, it's like, I feel like, come on, man. Like, if you're Kevin Durant, you don't do that, you know?
Yeah, that's what I keep saying. Go be awesome. Go be Kevin Durant. Go have fun. Go party. Yeah. Why do you care about these dudes?
I mean, if you look at him, obviously, I mean, I'm not, like, it doesn't matter if he left, whatever, but he's, like, one of the top 5 players in the league. So, like, come on, man. Just go do your thing. Play basketball and try to be the best. But, like, when you're doing all those, like, little things to all those people, like, sit on their laptop and just, you know, just writing comments for just, they got no life. Just come on, man. Just, you don't do that.
Yeah. And as you said too, it's not even like a fact. I mean, you guys were good. There was, I could understand if the organization was struggling and the coach was bad, I could get being angry and wanting to leave, but that didn't seem to be the case in OKC at all.
I feel like, the good players, I just, you know, win championship, but, you know, the great players, they never blame each other. They always take the responsibility, and they never blame each other. And I remember there was one point in playoffs they were losing, and then they asked Russell about his teammates. He said, we in this together. We don't blame each other. You know, we don't point fingers and say, it's your fault. If we lose, it's our fault. It's not coach's fault, this guy's fault, his fault. No, it's everybody's fault. Because we're in this together, we're in a war together. So, I mean, we don't really point and try to blame each other.
Have you talked to Russell in the last couple of days about this?
No, he's actually not in OKC yet.
Okay. And as the last time we talked to you on the show, it was a far more serious topic with your family and all the issues back in Turkey. So I've got to ask you how everybody's doing, if everybody's safe and okay, and, you know, where things stand on that front right now.
They're doing pretty good, you know, of course. I mean, so now my brother came to, my little brother. So I got one brother who's in Xavier University, but my other brother, 16 years old, is in Impact now, Florida. And I asked him, I was like, how's my family doing and stuff? But, they're having a really tough time too, because all this pressure and everything from the media, from the people, from the public and everything, they're having a really tough time.
And then I got to ask you about this too, Ennis, back on the non-serious side of things. I think I've seen you in these videos from these pickup games in a gym in New York City here. I've worked out in that gym, but I've never been there when you guys are playing. Is there some kind of, like, group text that I can get on so I know that you're going to be there, so I can just watch from the little glass up top? How does that work?
Yeah. Yes, you can. I mean, if you text me, I'll let you know when the game. But next year, let me know, man, because, I mean, a lot of NBA players go there and play now because it's so hard to find a basketball gym in New York, and especially Manhattan. But all those pickup games are amazing, man. You know, all the people are showed up and stuff. All this, you know, because, like, a lot of players come for the Fashion Week.
Right.
So they just wanted to get some running, and then they come there. I feel like it's amazing.
I was in there one day. It was completely empty. And I was like, oh, let me just shoot around, because I knew it was the court that you guys had been playing on, as if I would get some kind of, like, skill increase from being out there. And then I looked up, and I saw people watching me being terrible, and I put the ball down and walked out.
Yeah, I mean, Maybe next summer.
All right. Ennis, thanks for checking in. We appreciate it, and hope we can talk to you again during the season.
Thank you, Mom. I appreciate it.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.